Yeah, very good afternoon to you. The sun is out for this early start at Valley Parade. 12:30 kickoff. Couple of changes straight away. We'll give you the team news before we speak to the man alongside me. Adam Chickson is back for the Bantams. He will be wearing a protective mask today after that facial injury on the opening day of the season. We've also got the captain back in action as well in a league match, Romain Vancelot. The formation is anybody's guess at the moment. We think it might be a 4-1-3-2, possibly a 4-2-3-1. We'll have to wait till kickoff to find out how City will line up. It's Doyle in goal anyway. McMahon, Knight, Percival, Kilgallen and Chickson. Vancelo, we think, might be the holding man. Reeves directly in front of him. Gilead and Laurie either side. And Wyke and Pollyon, the two up top on the bench. The new goalkeeper, Lucas Rader, going through his warm-up at the moment. Paul Taylor, Tom Field, Luke Hendry, Alex Jones, Danny Devine and Amari Patrick. Alan Thompson is not involved today. He's with Northern Ireland, but Radar is. New signing for the Bantams. And we've got a new signing for the new season. And it's great to have this man back.
Thomas Vermaelen has to score. And he's... And City is through! The captain misses for Arsenal! One of the biggest results in the club's history! City are through to the Capital One Cup semi-final!
They're on the pitch! I can't believe it!
They're on the pitch, look! Oh my God!
Gary Jones swings it in towards the back post. McHugh has scored! The dream of Wembley could be about to become a reality because City look like they're going to take a two-goal cushion to Villa Park for the second leg.
Finds Little left-hand side. Hansen's peeled away to the back post.
Whip it in.
Puts it in as
Jumps.
Well.
Towards Hansen! Jumps!
And he won it for Bradford! Two goals in 2 minutes! The Bantams lead by 2-1.
I'll tell you what. Football is a crazy, crazy game, by the way.
Yeah, very good afternoon to Dean Windass. Football is a crazy, crazy game. I'm not sure we'll get those emotions today, Dean, about happy days in that cup run.
Yeah, fantastic memories. Obviously, with the club the size of this, you know, deserved everything they got in that cup run. And the only difference is that you're better looking than your brother, Tim.
I hope he's listening on his way into the game today.
So, listen, you know, it was a dream for Bradford to get to Wembley and the cup run that they had. And, you know, how it came around, how many teams they beat in the Premier League, and it was, you know, this place was bumping. And, you know, when I was here, when I played in the Premier League, you know, it was bumping then, and it brought back so many memories. You could see the fans, you know, coming out in numbers, and obviously going to Wembley and watching them. You know, unfortunately against Swansea, it was a bit of a mismatch.
Yep.
But, you know, they got there and they've achieved great things since, and hopefully Stuart can bring them memories back again.
The priority is getting out of League One. We've gone close in a couple of occasions, and so close, you know, about Wembley. It can be delight or heartbreak, but it is the bread and butter, and we deserve or should be in the Championship given the size of the club.
Yeah, listen, I think that, you know, one of them, you know, the game at Wembley, you know, is a defining moment of your football, you know, of the season, really. Do you know it?
Well, people always, all that career, 20-odd years in the game, and what do people talk to you about?
Well, listen, you know, I work for Hull City now as an ambassador, and, I have a laugh and joke is that, you know, I scored 234 goals in my career, and they just talk about one. And now I think if somebody would have scored the goal at Wembley for Bradford, you know, he'd have been a legend and a hero here as well. But, you know, that is the defining moment of the season. You know, thankfully for me, it was a dream come true for me, for my hometown club. But as you say, Stuart's experienced enough. The players have had their experience now, and you know that all that success they had last year, they'll want it again. And as you say, it's a long, long season. It's a tough, tough league to get out of. You know, people say the Championship's a tough league. It is, but this is, you know, a cutthroat where you know, you've got to beat teams who you think are going to be at the bottom, and obviously get results on the road. And if you can do that, and you come to places like this, the only thing about this place is that, you know, Bristol Rovers are here today. You look at the pitch, you look at the stadium. You know, these players want to play on this environment, you know, every week. So that is probably the killer's heel for Bradford, is that when they come to Valley Parade, or what did they call it?
Northern Commercial, Valley Parade, isn't it?
You know, that they raise the game. And that's when big players for Bradford, like Tony McMahon, you know, Kilgallen, you know, these experienced players have got to drag these young kids through and get on the front foot. Because, listen, we all know the supporters here are absolutely fantastic. When it's rocking, it's rocking. And if you can get people off the seats, you know, then there'll be a massive success this year. But it's going to be a long season for Stuart. You know, Listen, it's fair and fair. I've not seen the game this year for Bradford because I obviously live back in Hull now. But I've heard a little bit of whispers that Stewart's a little bit under pressure. But so
well, he's under pressure to perform because of what his expectation level. All of a sudden, two Wembley, finals in succession. Did well last year. Okay, he's got to produce the goods this time.
Listen, so does every other manager in this division. Every other manager in the league. You look at Slaven Bilic at West Ham now. I'm 1-3, and all of a sudden you're going to lose your job, and that's just where the business is now. But Stewart understands that, and the board know that, and obviously I don't know the owners like I knew Julian and Mark, but listen, they'll give him an opportunity. The only thing is that the lastminute.com that they never got first year. And that is the pressure that Stewart's got now to get them back in the playoffs. And if they don't, then that's just the way business is.
Talking about at the top of the show, strikers, I mean, goals win games, we talked about that, but City have rattled 12 in so far in August. Charlie White's yet to get off the mark as a striker, but everybody else has been scoring around him. He's missed a couple of games, so he's back and fit again. As a striker, how important is it to get that first goal?
Well, listen, I used to say pre-season is important. I think I played against Farsley and scored 5, I think it was, and it gives you a massive lift pre-season when you're getting goals like that and you're getting confidence in front of goal. But like you said, Charlie White's a big number 9, a big target man. And I used to say, well, if I'm not scoring goals, and I'm, as long as I'm contributing to the team, as long as I'm holding the ball, bringing people into play, and we're winning games of football, I'm happy. But when I'm playing bad and I'm not scoring, then I'm not happy. So Stewart obviously has that faith in his centre forward. But as you said there, you've got to get goals all over the pitch, and they've done that. Nicky Lowe.
Takes the pressure off, doesn't it?
Well, it does, because obviously they're not talking. Listen, if you're getting beat every week and your number 9 is not scoring and your midfield player's not scoring or your centre half's not scoring, it becomes more pressure on the number 9. But when you're getting goals, like you've just said there, you've got 12 goals, is that, yes, you'll be desperate to get off the mark. It will play on your mind. I think that right through my career, I think I went 5 games right for my career not scoring, but it never affected me because I actually thought to myself, if I'm playing well for the team and I'm winning the balls in the air and I'm holding the ball up from a strike partner, whoever it was, then you're doing your job. But yes, goals is massively important.
Well, let's hope City can get 3 points today. Let's hear from Stuart McCall then. We'll hear about him ahead of kickoff today, but a lot of talk this week has been the transfer window. We'll get Dino's views on that. It's gone mad, hasn't it, over the last 12 months or so. But City have brought a couple in. One of those, Lucas Raida, the goalkeeper, involved on the bench today. But he was absolutely delighted to get that elusive defender as Adam Thompson joined from Bury this week.
Adam got a mention in the summer, but it was at a stage when, we weren't sure if Rory were going to re-sign with us. And Barry nipped in. And then in the end, to be fair, what they offered, the length of contract and the money, was far anything that we could get near. So for it to come back, so soon, is a bonus for us, because obviously we're not paying anywhere near the money he's on. And we've got a centre-half who's, used to this level, and one who's desperate to come and join us. And for whatever reason and whatever happened at Bury, he wants to, he's going to have a fresh start for a year anyway. And we'll look forward to him having him on board. But we've been rebuffed by 3 or 4 for all different reasons, which can happen and can be frustrating. But thankfully, as I said, we noticed that Adam wanting this starting lineup for the last couple of games for Bury. Just a chat with the agent, and then it came about that, he would be available, which was surprising. But, we jumped on that, and we're happy to have him. Obviously, he's away with Ireland, but we're happy to have him when he comes back.
So they have got that elusive centre-back. City looking for a right-sided centre-back, and Alan Thompson fits the bill. He was on the radar for City for much of the summer, as Stuart mentioned there. And talking of radar, of course, it is the goalkeeper who's been at Bayern Munich, then went to Vitória Setúbal, but he's at Valparaíso. A bit of a difference between the sunshine in Portugal and, I was going to say, Bradford, but not
it's
today,
nice today,
Dino.
Yeah,
not
it's
today.
It's lovely. Look, great.
Maybe thinking it's great here.
Listen, it's a great day to play football. The pitch looks magnificent. As you say, it's an early kickoff. It's live on the telly.
Yeah.
Can players crumble or can they perform? And, I used to love it,
didn't you?
I used to love the big games because I knew that the eyes of the world were watching you. And, we're just talking off air, that the money's absolutely crazy now. And
what have you made of the transfer window? We're talking listen, 200 million quid for a player.
I wish I was still playing.
See, I think you'd be looking at 10 million quid. You score 10 goals in the championship.
I just said that. If you get double figures in the championship as any player, you're going to be worth 10, 15 million now. And, listen, I'm quite fortunate that I've got a son who's playing for Glasgow Rangers who's going to go on and earn millions. And listen, there's no incentive.
Is he going to look after you, though?
Well, I don't know about that. He'll look after his mother, probably, not me. But listen, it's a crazy market, and that's just the way football's gone at the minute. And today, you know, I look at Sky games, and you know that every manager and every, you know, especially with international weekend, so there might be a lot of Premier League managers, there might be a lot of Championship managers watching today. They'll be either sat at home or they'll be at the game, so you can go and stake a claim and tell them how good player you are.
Let us know your thoughts today. Dino saying the transfer market has gone mad. He's absolutely right, no doubt about that. City made two changes today. If you've just tuned in, you're on your way down to Valley Parade, which is in glorious sunshine at the moment. It's Doyle in goal despite radar. A lot of people putting pressure on Doyle, who let three in last week, to be fair. Didn't have a chance with any of them. But he's got to wait his chance, Lucas Radar. So Doyle in goal, McMahon, Knight, Percival, Kilgallen and Chicks. And we think that will be the back four. Vanselou is available, likely to be the holding man. Reeves is in there, Gilead and Law, Wyke and Pollyon. So we'll need to see how City line up before kick-off. But all sorts of varieties of formations available to the Bantams. Radar's on the bench, Paul Taylor, Tom Field, Luke Hendry, Alex Jones, Danny Devine and Amari Patrick. Couple for Alex Jones in the week against Chesterfield. Amari Patrick also scoring as well, but they've got to settle for a place on the substitutes bench this afternoon. Adam Chickson, I mean, the guy made his debut. It's good to have him back, Dino. He got whacked in the face on his first game for the club. He's going to be in a mask here. So do you think that'll affect him at all today?
No, I think, listen, the only thing it'll affect is if he can't see out of it or in your head. Yeah, exactly. You know, you're going to... Listen, the one thing they've got, that Stewart's obviously, he knows his character. You know, as a fullback or a defender, you've got to go and head the ball in stupid areas to save a goal. Has he got that in his locker? Has he got that bottle to go put his head where it hurts? Listen, you can't hurt yourself anymore because he's got a mask on. So, but Stewart's obviously playing him, he trusts in him. But I wish I'd have worn a mask.
I was going to say you were asked to wear a mask, but for different reasons.
Different reasons, yeah, exactly, yeah. But But no, listen, it's one of them part of the game now. Listen, I didn't have masks when I was playing. You just had to go out with a broken cheekbone and play. But no, listen, it's Stewart has obviously got faith in the boy, and hopefully he won't let him down today.
So he is back, Adam Chickson. He's been out since that opening game of the campaign. We want to hear from you as well, at Pulse2MDL if you want to have your say, or at Jason D. Thornton. You can tweet Dino as well. Dino, what's your Twitter?
Dean Windows 10.
There you go. I thought it might be. So you want to have a say today?
I've got
today
more followers than you, though.
just a few thousands. So get in touch with us. Want a thoughts on the team today? Have a question for Dino, he's happy to take those as well, and we want your predictions on this afternoon's match as well here at the Northern Commercial Stadium. Let's get you straight back into the dressing room. We're going to hear from the captain very shortly, but ahead of that, more from Stuart McCall. Bristol Rovers, the opposition today, they've also started the season pretty well, but Stuart, having dropped 2 points last week at Walsall, is looking to make amends this afternoon.
I think it'll be an open game, I really do. I'm really impressed with the manager and what he's done there. Darrell is a knowledgeable young manager, up and coming, playing attacking way. They were had a great season last year, to say they'd only just come up. They almost got in the playoffs. I think this season they'll see that as an aim. They've added to the squad. And I think it'd be, we had two good games against them last season, drew both, won all, but they're both entertaining games, and I don't see Saturday being any different. I think they'll come, they won't come, and I don't think for 1 minute they'll come and sit defensively. They've won the last three games away from home, won at Fulham in the cup, and scoring lots of goals, so I would imagine it'll be an open game, yeah.
So Stuart, expecting an open game. Well, it's certainly been open for City, hasn't it, so far? Four goals in the week, albeit against the bottom side in League Two in the Chequered Trade Trophy. But goals do win games, and City, well, they scored three last week. Unfortunately, the League Three at the other end as well. That might all change if Alan Thompson is brought back into the City side next week when he returns from international duty. Now, plenty of you getting in touch on Twitter. Martin Favell has tweeted, say it's 7 o'clock in Florida. I know I am, I'm sure I am. I'm City till I die. He's up and he's watching and listening to the action today on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. Paul Jarvis's tweet say, looking forward to seeing Reeves and Vanselou in central midfield today. The Mustachio Bantams looking forward to the combination at the back for City. Plenty of others getting in touch as well. Billy is hoping that we have a strong squad when Dieng and Thompson are available. Still got a bit of a calf strain, Tim Dieng, so likely to be ruled out for maybe another week. Could be involved next week for City. But keep your tweets coming in at Pulse2MDL if you do want to have your say this afternoon and your prediction on the match. This is the City starting 11. It is Doyle in goal, McMahon, Knight, Percival, Kilgallen and Chickson, Reeves and Romain Vancelo, Gilliard and Law, Wyke and Polly. And that is how we think City will line up. Charlie White leading the line for the Bantams today. I know you've not seen too much of Jake Reeves. Saw a little bit of him. Seen him on the telly. Seen him at Wimbledon as well. Bit of a playmaker. At this level, he's been very good. He's had a good start to City, but maybe he's got to use the ball a little bit better at times and shift it quicker.
Well, listen, he's got a great tutor, hasn't he? In Stewart. Stewart was probably the best midfield player Bradford City's ever had. And over his career. The one thing I watched him obviously against Bradford Park Avenue in pre-season, because obviously my lad was playing for Bradford, Jordan. The one thing I'll criticise him for, he doesn't pass forward enough. But the trouble is sometimes, Jason, yes, listen, it's a big move for him from Wimbledon. You know, it's a massive move for him to Bradford City. And yes, pre-season, you want to run around, you want to get fit, you want to this. But it'd be interesting to see how he's developed, how he's got on. Because, yes, he wants to get on the football, but sometimes he'll go get the ball when he can stand still sometimes. Instead of going to go get the ball off the back four can roll it into him, but then you've got to play forward.
Yep.
I can sit in midfield now and play to the left back.
Go get it off the centre-back and spray it.
I could do it now at 48-year-old. Yep. You could do it. You've got to affect the game of football. And me as a centre-forward, I look at my midfield players. You know, we had Stewart and Gareth Wally, you know, who play forward. And we had to get hold of the football then, you know what I mean? But if you're making runs and he's not seeing it, that you're picking you out, but then you've got to tell your centre forward to make runs. You've got to pull on people's shoulders. You've got to. So all of a sudden, all them questions get asked. It'll be interesting to see how we play today.
It's about adapting your game a little bit as well. If you're 2-0 up, like last week, City were 3-0 up, that is the time they want him to go and get on the ball, keep the ball,
and
move
then
the ball.
Go to the left back, then go to the right back, then roll it into another midfield player, then get it back, then dictate the play. But when you're playing at home, you know, as you say, well, what I'll tell you today, you know, if he's sometimes, yes, you know, yeah, I understand you've got to get, but then the centre-halves have got to say, no, I can play that pass, you don't have to play that pass. But it's just because he's a young boy, he's coming to a big football club, he wants to impress. Listen, bravery is about getting on the football, not about going around kicking people. And if he's brave enough to get, well, I was centre forward. But it's there, if he's brave enough to get on the ball and he gives the ball away, that's when you see, do you want the ball again? And we'll see today, it'll be interesting. And your brother's just turned up and he is the ugly one.
He's just waved to us, Tim. He's had a busy week with the transfer window, but he's watching his beloved Bradford this afternoon. Right, we're talking about midfielders. We think Romain Vancelo will play in midfield, could play at the back for City. Who knows? We shall have to wait to kick off. But let's hear from the City captain, returning the Chequered Trade Trophy in the week. But he wants to get back to league action after being sent off in the Cup earlier in the campaign. So he's looking to be back in the team and looking to beat Bristol Rovers this afternoon.
The atmosphere at home will be great. So it's fantastic. Really, everybody look forward to it. And I think this was the perfect way to prepare it, because a lot of the lads tonight did really well. So give the manager a lot to think about, but in a good way, because you can see that everybody wants to get involved. And second half, everybody I think played quite well, so it's good for the whole group to see that everybody is competitive. With the last result, it makes it a big game. But every game at home, we look to get the 3 points. But it's never easy. Bristol Rovers, a good team, Slaven Sky, so everybody we want to look at their best.
Romain Vancelo back for the Bantams. They've certainly missed him, but whether he plays at the back or not for City remains to be seen. Keep your tweets coming in at Pulse2MDL, at Jason D. Thornton. It's filling up nicely here. Plenty, of course, watching around the world on Sky as well. I think we'll get goals today, Dino. Well, it'd be nice, wouldn't it, to get a few?
Well, Stuart just said, didn't he, there in his interview, that it looks as though it's going to be an open game. I don't know how Bristol Rovers play, so I'll assess that in the first 5 or 10 minutes of the game. It'd be interesting to see what system you mentioned there. Is it 4-1-3? You know, listen, Stuart can play anything, really. I like 4-4-2. you know, it's black and white. You can, you know what you're doing.
Well, you've got a big striker up front, Charlie White. Do you get the width?
You've got a big striker up front, and but the trouble is he's not blessed with a lot of pace, so he needs help. You know, and that's the thing is, I used to wait playing up front on my own. I never here, but obviously I did in a lot of clubs. But listen, it'll be interesting to see how he does.
Well, we'll see how the formation is for the Bantams today, but we are counting down to kick-off with two changes for City. Adam Chickson is back after, of course, being out for a number of weeks following that fractured cheekbone. There's also a start today as well for Romain Vancelot, back after injury, and will captain the side with Tony McMahon having been taken over the duties in recent weeks. So it's Doyle in goal, it's McMahon, Knight, Percival, Kilgallen and Chickson, Romain Vancelot and Reeves, Gilliard and Law, Wyke and Polly, and on the bench, Lucas Raider, Paul Taylor, Tom Field, Luke Hendry, Alex Jones, Danny Devine and Omari Patrick. Stuart likes his team to play football. What are your thoughts on the result today? I think I'm going to go for a win for City. 2-1 is going to be my prediction.
I'll tell you after the first 5 or 10 minutes how they're, because I'm quite interested to see how Bristol Rovers,
whether they come and play or whether they sit.
They'll come and sit off. They might go 4-5-1, which a lot of teams do when they come to Ballyparade. So listen, I think that these are a decent outfit. You know, the manager's very, very young. He's been very, very successful in his young managerial career. So it'll be very interesting to say, listen, they're a massive football club, Bristol Rovers, with a big fan base. You know, I know there's...
Have you got a bit of history with them, Dino?
Well, I tweeted something last night and I got a bit of stick. Yeah. So that every fan in this ground loved me today, so it's not too bad.
Billy Bowden's their main man. He's their top scorer. He's been watched by a number of clubs. Could have gone out as well. He's... top scorer last season, 13 goals, but he's got 3 already this season, so surprised maybe they managed to hang on to him, Billy Bowden.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, and I think that, listen, any goal scorer will get a lot of attention. You know, I'm hoping that, you know, both teams will come out and have a go, you know, and it'll, you know, I've not seen, as you say, Bradford this season in a competitive game, so and it'll be very interesting to see how both teams line up.
Well, we shall see. We're about to find out. Kick-off moments away. The teams are on the way next. Do not go anywhere. It's Jason and Dino as City take on Bristol Rovers this afternoon.